So let's review. This daf discusses various halachas of chiyuv trumas and maisus. According to the Torah, a person is required to take trumas and maisus from his grain only if he harvests it and completes the process in a normal fashion, referred to as meruach bikri, which includes removing the chaff in the field and piling the grain into piles, which is also called gemar malachtin. At this point, the chiyuv hafrasha takes effect. The Gemara cites the following brisa: Hichna shibalan lasis men isa oichel mehen arai upater. If one brought in stalks of wheat with intent to make flour, he may eat from the wheat before separating truma, as it has not been hukvah lemaiser. Lemoylam b'melilis. If his intention was to crack the stalks and eat the kernels, Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi holds he is chayev to separate truma from the kernels, as Rashi explains. Lefishach nesasan b'shibalan hi gemar malachtan, she'in seif alov l'degarin achar v'zehu garnan. Its processing has been completed at this point. Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda holds he is pater. The ein digan ela kibitz bikri. The process is only completed by making a pile. The Gemara cites two versions of Abaya qualifying the above. One, Amar Abaya, machlekes b'shibon al bekitnius devar hakol asur yasa tavlo. Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda only says pater regarding bundles of grain, as Rashi explains, the ruban ladisha vein garden ela bimiruach. Because most people make piles and do not use them from the stalks. But beans are tevel and chayiv b'truma, because yesh b'nei adam harba, many people use them from the stalks. The second version, Amar Abaye machlekes b'shibon, abekitnius divrei hakol asuryasa loy tavla. Rebbe only says chayiv regarding bundles of grain, as Rashi explains, lefi shaharba kainz nice and lemelilis, because many use them from the stalks. But beans are not tevel and patur b'truma, because stam hachnasasam lemiruach, generally, they're made into piles. The Gemara teaches further, although hichna shibolin pater, amr bavo amr b'shim ben lakish, meiser rishon shekdima b'shibolin, shmoi taivloi l'trumas meiser. If the Levi came and claimed his meiser before the truma was separated, the designation of meiser makes it chayav in trumas meiser. However, the Levi may not give it to the kohen as is in the shibolin, rather as the brisa teaches, ben Levi shenasun l'shibolin b'meisreisim, Oisa isen geirin, anavam, isen yain, zesim, isen shemen, umafra shalein, trumis meisra, and isen lekain. The Levi must complete the processing by first making a pile of clean grain, or press the wine or oil, and then separate and give the trumis meisra. Shekashem, she truma gedele en nitelas, elemina geirin, umina yakiv, kach trumis meisra, en nitelas, elemina geirin, umina yakiv. The Levi must give the kain a finished product, as the original owner would have done. The Levi cannot claim, I'm giving it to you as it was given to me, because it is a knas assessed on the Levi taking the meiser before the truma. However, Amar Shem Malakish, meiser rishon shekdima b'shibalin, pata mitruma gedayla. The Levi does not have to separate the truma gedayla that would have been given from this portion, because the pasuk states, v'harim meiser mimen the truma as Hashem, meiser min ha-meiser. Meiser min ha-meiser, martilach, v'loi truma gedayla v'trumas meiser min ha-meiser. The Levi is only obligated to give one truma from his portion, that of trumas meiser, but not truma gedayla. However, hekdima bikri, if the Levi took meiser before truma from the pile, he does have to separate and give truma gedayla. The difference is attributed to the fact ha'idgin v'haylo idgin bikri. In the pile, the grain was already chay b'trumas meisers, but b'shabalan and the stalks, it was not yet chay b'trumas meisers. The Gemara teaches that we know the halacha to be that truma gedayla can be separated ba'omid by estimation. Meiser rishon cannot be separated ba'omid, it must be precisely 10%. Trumas meiser, although it must be 10% of the meiser, can be separated ba'omid by estimation, like truma gedayla, because the pasuk says, v'nechshav lachem terum maschem, b'shtei trumas hakasam adaba, achas trumas gedayla, v'achas trumas meiser. K'shem sh'truma gedayla nitelas ba'omid machshava, kach trumas meiser nitelas ba'omid machshava. The Gemara continues. Tanan Hasam, Hamakalif Sa'irin Makalif Achas Achas V'Oichel. One may peel wheat kernels one by one and eat them without taking trumas and maisus, as this is considered an achilas arai. V'imkalav v'nasan l'tech yaday chayim. However, if one peeled several kernels and collected them in his hand, this is mitzarif the kernels, which is keveya them for maiser, and he must separate the trumas and maisus. However, v'loy l'shabbos. This is not considered bayir on Shabbos. Similarly, one may crack wheat kernels one by one and fan them in his hand and eat them, as this is achilas arai. However, if he fanned the chaff and put the kernels in his lap, that is kevela meiser. Rablaza adds that the same criteria determine liability for Bara and Shabbos, as Rashi explains. If one cracks them one by one, that is considered derech achila and is not considered Bara and Shabbos. Whereas if he fans a bunch of kernels together, that is not considered derech achila and he would be chayef a Bara on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that in the previous case of Kalaf and Aslan Tech Yadai, one who peels the kernels in a bunch is chayef a maisus. But it is permissible on Shabbos because Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. As Rashi explains, the Torah only prohibited actions that were considered Maisu Umnes, an action similar to what a craftsman would perform. And peeling kernels by hand is not considered Meleches Machsheves and is therefore permissible on Shabbos. But Nofach Benoslan Techekoi is considered Meleches Machsheves. Finally, the Gemara details the proper procedure for rubbing kernels in a permissible way on Yom Tov. Kitzad Mail. What is the necessary shinur for removing the chaff by rubbing on Yom Tov? Abai Mishmeder of Yosef Amar, Chada Achada. One rolls the kernel only between the thumb and the forefinger. Avi Mishmeder of Yosef Amar, Chada Atarti. Avi maintains that one may roll the kernel even between the thumb and two other fingers. Rava Amar, Kivin the Mishani, Afil Chada Akula. He may even roll his thumb against all the other fingers. As long as it's with one hand only, that is enough deviation from the norm. Ketim Napeach. What is the necessary shinur for removing the chaff by fanning on Yom Tov? Omer Belaza, Menafech b'yodei achas b'chol koicha. One hand rather than two, even with all his strength, is sufficient shinur to be permissible on Yom Tov.